Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 14th of September. I'm Paul White. Well, we finally broke down and added the Deeper Daily Podcast to Twitter. I don't mean accessing the actual podcast, but we are now tweeting, as I think they say, and we are in the Twitter universe. If you would like to get in on our Deeper Daily Podcast, Nuggets of Grace, I post something every day that has to do with the grace of God, the love of the Father. Sometimes a quote here or there, something that just grabs me. We'll jump on there once a day and give something. So if you want one more little avenue, one more little thing that perhaps is on my heart about God's grace on that day, join us at Twitter. You can find us at Deeper Daily Pods. That's at Deeper Daily Pods. Okay, today we go back to the chronological verse-by-verse study of the book of 1 Peter. We broke away for the last 3 days and aired a question and answer session from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. I hope that was as fun for you as it was for me. I really enjoyed going back through. I hope you understand, I oftentimes don't go back and listen to these until we sit down to put them on or find out if they're sort of worth putting on the Deeper Daily Podcast. And man, that just is a blessing to me to see what came out, because I don't rehearse question and answers. They just happen. And to see where the Holy Spirit takes us is a fun journey. Speaking of where he takes us today, we go to chapter 3, verse 1 of 1 Peter. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. That's verses 1 and 2 of 1 Peter 3. I think it's really a more modern phenomenon that in our society, we struggle with wives submitting to husbands' texts from the New Testament. We seem to have a problem with the scripture. I say we, and I'm probably painting us all with too broad a brush. It's not all of us. But there seems to be at least a very vocal minority that have a real problem with any submissive scriptures from the New Testament. And they say things like, well, it's for a different time and culture, and we shouldn't be expected to adhere to those kinds of verses. First of all, these verses are never prerequisites for salvation. God doesn't say, wives, if you don't submit to your husbands in every manner, then you're not even a believer. So let's get that out of the way. These are comparisons of the way the church and Christ relate to one another. When Paul writes the fifth chapter of Ephesians and he talks about husbands and wives, it's husbands and wives are the reflection of the marital relationship between Christ and his church. It's not a chapter on husbands and wives. It's a chapter on Christ and his church. But if you need to understand what it looks like, he says, look at the husband, look at the wife. This is how husbands and wives are to be acting, because it's how our Heavenly Father treats us as our heavenly spouse. There's these dual metaphors, probably more than dual. There's multiple metaphors for how we relate to God and how we relate to him as a husband, how we relate to him as a father, how we relate to him as a friend, how we relate to him as a master, how he is our Lord. These are all apropos metaphors, illustrations, if you would. You get to a scripture like 1 Peter 3:1, where wives are told to be submissive to their husbands. There's a likewise there, and it's likewise because it's pointing backward to what Christ has done. Christ suffered for us and left us an example. And when he was reviled, he didn't revile in return. Peter is being very specific on the type of submission he's talking to in chapter 3, verse 1, because in the context, he's hoping that the wife would win an unbelieving husband. Let's read verses 1 and 2 again. Wives, likewise pointing backward to what you just read at the end of 2 about a Jesus who gave himself up to a people who did not appreciate him, who did not treat him well, and yet he gave himself up as a sacrifice on their behalf. Wives, likewise, be this way to a husband that doesn't obey the word, even so that they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Very specific submission. This is to a wife who has an unbelieving husband who may not be leading in the way that he should. And Peter says, consider what Jesus did and how he submitted himself over in the midst of a world that did not appreciate him. And we are believing that by submitting himself over in the midst of a world that did not appreciate him, he's going to win that world by being the shepherd and the overseer of their soul. Wives, Those of you who are in similar situations, those of you who have husbands who are not men of God, they are not believers, they don't speak to you as a woman of faith, treat them the way Christ treated his detractors, in the hopes that you can win them in the same way that the gospel is designed to win the detractors. That, this is a fascinating contextual study. Yet you, look at the end of verse 1, that you without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. So it's a treatment of your husband in which he sees how you treat Jesus, how you live your faith. I don't think we have to just put this on wives and husbands. I think we could do this with anybody that we work with or anybody that we live with, anybody that we come in contact with. Perhaps they could watch the way that we live and there would be something that happens in their own experience as a result of watching that. I also think that we make too big of an issue of the submission, because we take it to mean tacit approval of every stupid thing that somebody does in our lives. So we go, well, if wives are supposed to submit, well, that just means you got to approve of anything and everything the guy wants. And I don't think that's the spirit of the new covenant at all. And I think if we got back to the basics of watching, and we'll get into this a little more in verse 6 where Sarah obeyed Abraham, and I don't want to jump ahead too much, but if we got back to the basics of how a man wants to be treated by his wife and how a wife wants to be treated by her husband, and I think that's what the New Testament is speaking to in most cases, if we got back to where we were doing that, or at least exploring what that might look like, I think we would find more peace in our marriages, we'd find more excitement in our love life, we would find more joy in our relationships, and it would be from a holy place, because we've started to discover the true liberty of the person we live with, and celebrating that instead of just tolerating that. Tomorrow we'll deal with that sort of infamous third verse. I say it's infamous because it's been misused, and we'll talk about it together tomorrow. See you then. God bless.